Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Huge hits on the charts, and they'd be critically acclaimed as natural successors to the Beatles.
Hey, Bish, how are you, man?
Got it. Right. Hey, you know what, man? You're interrupting my time with Nick right now.
I gotta say, folks, we're recording live on the fly tonight. This is Thursday night as you hear this. No, as we record this, you probably hear this on Friday, but thank you, Bish, for taking a minute. I called the Bish in desperation to say, let's do that Bad Finger podcast.
Right. So naturally, I said, how much you got? And you said, I got plenty. Come on over. And so I said, well, I can't come over because we live 25 miles apart.
So unfortunately,
when you said, let's do a Bad Finger podcast, I immediately reached for Rolling Stones.
Book. Because, interesting. Yeah. And so why did you do that? Because you feel like most of the Bad Finger songs deserve that, right?
No, it was the closest prop I had for the joke.
if we only were recording this on YouTube, yes, it would be great.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it was a visual, wasn't it? Right. Yeah, all right. All right. Step one.
Yeah.
Remember your medium.
That's right. So that's actually a good start for a Bad Finger podcast. Remember your medium. Like, even if you are doing it on Zoom, don't hold up, you know, a prop, right?
Right.
Fair enough.
Very good.
I mean, from your perspective, I mean, if you were going to break Bad Finger down, I guess, into, you know, maybe five episodes, do you think it needs that many, or do you think needs like two or three?
So I think definitely. Five episodes.
Needs five.
Yeah. I mean, what are you talking? 20 minutes a piece? Yeah.
Easily do that. Okay.
Especially when you listen to a Suburbs pod, podcast, like one of your individual podcasts, 20 minutes is no problem because you guys got at least 10 minutes worth of stuff, other stuff you got to talk about. So you only, So naturally, with Bad Finger, I would say you gotta divide, you got the two classic albums that had the two classic hits and all that. And then you've got the post stuff, which is, well, that's only three episodes, isn't it? No. So, I mean, you could divide it into the Apple years. You could divide it into the post Apple years, which was a couple of records. And then you could talk about pre-Bad Finger when they were a band called the Ivies, and then they became Bad Finger to record an album called Magic Christian Music. And then you could get into, you do an episode on No Dice, which is, I think my favorite record.
I will always be around. Seemed to me like Badfinger had more glam than the Beatles. Well, I don't know.
I'd actually say that they were more, the Beatles comparisons come from because they did a Paul McCartney song, but it's also because of the production value that Rundgren brought in.
Right. And that's the other angle, is that Rundgren was a producer of Badfinger. And
he is the one who, if you listen to, and you can do this on some of the, you can listen to the outtake, the original mixes, and then you can listen to Rundgren's production. You see that he made them sound like the Beatles. And those songs by themselves are just straight ahead rocker songs.
Yeah, they are. So I think that's the way to do it, right? If you're going to do a podcast, you got to say, like, here are the Badfinger albums that are most important. And then you got to divide them up into, you know, how many episodes for each album. And then once you do your research, you know, absolutely dig into each album. When you're thinking about recording a week on a band, you have to consider a couple things. One, how do you feel in your own listening life, how important they are, right? And then two, how important do you think they were in musical history? And then three, how do you divide up, you know, to talk about their most important work, especially if someone has never heard them? And that's the thing I always think about, is like, what if this is the first time, you know, someone's hearing about Badfinger and they're just like tuning in and they just happen to stumble upon this podcast, and then, oh my God, this is my introduction to Badfinger. Like, we should do it right.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about Badfinger is what could it have been?
Yeah.
Because of the tragedy around it.
And so that's the other part. We have to talk about the personal story of the lead singer and what happened and all that.
Yeah, the management ripped them off. There's the classic story where they're on tour with Big Star in 1972.
Yeah.
They have a song in the top 10. They have a cover of one of their songs at number 3. At the same time.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know. You should know.
Think about how cool it would have been to have been signed to Apple at that time. In 1970. I forget if they're the first band.
That's another thing I think that put the pressure on Pete Ham, right? Was that he was the first, you know, like main songwriter of a band that got signed to Apple. So he felt like he had to write McCartney-like songs. But
Yeah. But then at the end, they were like, you know, screw you guys. And all that, not screw the Beatles, but screw Apple, you know, because
Completely.
Yeah. So, but you know, the Beatles, hell, they had to sue each other to get any money out of
Apple. They couldn't even talk to each other without a lawsuit. Yeah.
Yeah. That whole.
You think about Badfinger. You want to pay tribute to them, and you want to also contextualize them because they had to work in, you know, certain restrictions and all that. But if you were the drummer in Badfinger, would you do anything differently?
You know, to be honest with you, he's got some great songs on his own that, you know, were not hits or whatever, but they complement the albums perfectly. They had three writers in the band. Obviously, Pete Ham is known, you know, known most for their hits, but Joey Mulholland or Molland, I never can think of how his name is.
Yeah, me neither.
No, but anyway, he had a lot of great. He had some great songs.
He did.
Great voice too. So yeah, you talk about the collection of songwriting. Talk about how Without You was actually two pieces of a song. Was actually two songs from Pete Ham and from the bass player, and they just kind of mixed it together and came up with something. The version that is on No Dice. I remember in 72, because my folks listened to AM radio, you know, then. And
yeah, I remember 72.
I remember hating Without You. But then that's when I started liking the other hits off the other albums. You know, you gotta, it's gotta grab you from inside. You have to, there has to be something that it pulls out of you, that makes you want to do this. It is kind of a fanboy thing, a tribute, you know, I mean, that's a lot of what I hear out of Suburbs Pod Radio is these are little tributes to people and albums and records that you've enjoyed over the years.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing, man. I totally agree. Bitch, would you say, if you could play out with one song by any band in the world, after all we've talked about, what would you choose?
Well, I'd have to choose a Badfinger song. And I'd choose I Can't Take It, which is the first song off of No Dice, which is a rock. You know, it doesn't.
It's an incredible
song. You listen to it, you're going to say, this doesn't sound like it. But I was telling Jim, this goes back to the one time that I jumped in on his show. I told him that I've listened to so much Badfinger that maybe there's a big division for me. So maybe I've lost that perspective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Maybe it doesn't. So maybe it does. I don't know. Radio.
It totally does. Yeah. Can we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Wingtip Slow Practice?
Yeah, unless Ian Anderson calls up and says he needs a drummer for the local show here, then I got to take that.
All right, cool. Well, this has been a live recording of Suburbs Pod, Rockin' the Suburbs. I am Patrick Foster. With me has been
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Junior.
We will talk to you guys on Monday.
I do. Can you pause for a second? I got to take a
Minute.
Hello? Are you still recording? Hello? How are you? We'll be right back.